It's a Babu Babuba Friday, and welcome to it.
Wendy, I was busy knitting during the transition, so I didn't get a chance to hear. How was today's transition? Was it smooth or was it a little bumpy?
It was perfect.
Was it perfect? Sorry I missed it. I listen to the podcast later.
Listen, we have a lot to do today. First and foremost,
jam-packed.
I want to tell you that I am going to the Museum of Broadcast Communication on Saturday night because there's a big event honoring Svengoolie.
Yes.
40 years.
40 years of Svengoolie.
40th anniversary. And there's a new exhibit there, Rock and Roll on TV. I can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also my 22nd anniversary today.
Happy anniversary to you and Jimmy.
Thank you. We're going to go out to dinner tonight.
Yep.
Already told the kids to figure out what they're doing. They can Uber Eats, whatever. We're going out.
They texted me. They want Totino's pizza rolls. So I'm going to do my best to get them some.
There's already some in the freezer.
Oh, you have some already?
Yeah.
All right. Can never have too many, Wendy.
I like a pizza roll. I'm sorry. They're an easy snack.
I didn't know they still made them.
Oh, God, yeah.
I had no idea they still existed.
I told you this a couple years ago. I was on Twitter, and I was, you know, looking at people to follow, and there was this guy, and his little picture, his avatar, was a pizza roll, and it was just so cute that I had to follow him.
Good thing you're already married. You would have married that guy.
Well, it's funny, because it isn't really a guy, because what I read was Pete Zarrell, and my kids are like, Mom, are you an idiot? And I'm like, what? Pete Zarrell. I fell for it, and you know what? Just because of it, I'm still following him. I totally fell for it.
That's beautiful.
I'm like, Pete Zarrell, he's got the cutest little thing.
Right.
And they're like, Pete Zarrell.
There's an actor who used to live in Chicago, and I used to audition against him, and his first name is Pete, and his last name is Zaredneck. So when I hear his name, I hear Pizza Redneck.
Yeah.
So I said to him, do people rip you on your name? And he goes, on the name Pete? And I go, no, your whole name, Pizza Redneck. And he goes, why would they rip me on my name? I go, Pizza Redneck.
Still didn't hear it.
Oh, my. He said, at the time, he was 28 years old. He goes, I never put that together.
He was lying to you.
He was not. He meant it.
Well, Pizza Roll and Pizza Redneck.
They hang out together.
I wish they would. Also, tomorrow is Jasmine's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jazz.
And here's the
thing.
Happy birthday to Jasmine.
When we were at Tree Time,
yes.
Nothing Bundt Cakes bought these little Buntinis out. Mm-hmm. They're little tiny Bundt
Cakes. Miniature Bundt Cakes.
And Jasmine wanted a red velvet one.
I sure did.
That's your favorite flavor, is it not?
That's my favorite.
Yep.
And Ernie Skatton, who was producing or engineering our show at on site.
Yeah.
What happened? He ate the last red velvet?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you know what Ernie did?
What did he do?
We have to go get it, but Ernie baked you a red velvet birthday cake.
Did
that
he really?
Ernie's, Ernie's daughter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Ernie's daughter did.
And it's in the far refrigerator because we didn't want you to see it.
It's in the producer's refrigerator.
Okay.
And then Ernie is actually producing John Williams' show from Northwestern Medicine. So he's not even going to be here to partake in the cake that his daughter baked.
Oh, that is so sweet.
So he wanted to make up for it. But I didn't know. Ernie didn't tell me his daughter baked it.
Yeah, his daughter's behind this.
Oh, I thought he did.
Well,
that would mean a lot more if Ernie baked it.
It's the effort that counts.
It's his effort. He engineered it. He's an engineer.
But he told us right after he ate your red velvet nothing but cakes, right away he said, listen, we're going to make a cake. I'm going to make a cake for Jasmine, and it's going to be red velvet. So we will have some of that in honor of your birthday. Have a great birthday weekend.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Jess, what was the highlight of your year?
The highlight?
Yeah, what was
year.
The other than what's happened here today, what is the one thing that as you look back upon this last year, as you grow a year older, what was the biggest highlight, would you say?
Henry Winkler coming in.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean that's one of my highlights.
That was great.
You actually knew who that was?
Yes.
Sure.
I know.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
But how about non-professionally, just in your life? Is there one particular thing? What if Henry Winkler's in every one of them? Every happy memory contains some Henry Winkler reference.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
That's a tough. I should have given you warning.
Yeah, you
that's
didn't
a
give me prep
one.
Time.
All right, that's.
I need my own talking point sheet so I can get this.
And return, you know, turn the question back on Bill.
Okay, yeah, Bill, what was your highlight of the year? Not professional.
Just in life? I don't know that I could answer it right off the top of my head. Could you, Wendy?
I don't have one.
I have a bunch of them, but I don't know if there's one premier one. That's hard.
Let's hear the bunch of them.
So you don't have them.
That's just a cop-out.
Well, they're all internal. They're stuff that like wouldn't mean anything to anybody else. It's just like, you know, little things that I see my daughters do or that my wife does. It's specific.
The first time, all right, I'll give you one. The most rewarding was the question.
Yeah, well, right. The one that stands out. So
my son Michael got a band together and performed for the very first time with his band at Little Italy Fest.
That's a great one.
That's a very nice one. The first gig ever. I mean, where he can frame the check.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
So that was exciting.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's the whole year in a nutshell right there.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Toomey, who was a frequent guest on the show, Mike said to me, he goes, remember when you were a little kid, like if somebody said, what's the best thing that happened to you when you were 8? You could remember it, or 10 or 11 or 12.
No idea.
He goes, but now tell me anything that happened to you when you were 24. Tell me a single thing. And you just go, wow, that was a whole year. I don't know. It all kind of runs together in a way.
I don't remember 8, 10, 12, 24.
None of them.
No, I mean, I remember learning how to ride a bike.
That's big.
But I don't even remember how old I was.
That was probably early grade school, right? First grade or second grade, maybe?
Yeah. I had the training wheels for a while. Big ass banana seat.
Yes. Is that still a function of bikes? For people who don't know, the banana seat was a seat that wasn't straight, but it was sloped like a banana.
It was long. It was, you know, like the bike seats now.
Schwinn, I always equate with the banana seat.
Yes, it was a Schwinn.
Or Dole. Did Dole make bikes for a little while?
No. Chiquita did, though.
Chiquita bikes.
Yeah.
Those were good.
I really only had a Schwinn bike.
That was the go-to. For our neighborhood, it was Schwinn, a couple of Huffies. Do you remember the Huffy bike?
Yeah, but Schwinn was like a higher-end bike. And it was local, so that everybody had Schwinn bikes. I had a Schwinn 3-speed, a Schwinn 10-speed, and I had that Schwinn, I want to say Stingray, but I don't know if that's what that little
The Stingray sounds right.
Where the handlebars were up kind of high.
Yes.
And it was, I loved that, with blue streamers.
Yeah, that's a good-looking bike. You can still wear that today. Look good on that one. You can still ride around on that.
I don't still have that bike.
No? Gone?
I should have saved it. You go to antique stores, you can find a lot of old, cool Schwinn bikes.
Yeah. That was the bike of choice. You're absolutely right. So, Jazz, that's what we got you. We got you a Schwinn bike. You're welcome. Wasn't that always the prize? If you got bucket number 6 on Bozo Circus, Cookie would ride out on a Schwinn bike. You get to keep the bike.
He did ride out on it.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of swerving a little. He didn't do a very good job.
Cookie was too big to be riding that bike, that Stingray. Cookie, be careful.
Okay, I have my moment.
What is it, Jazz?
Okay, so every year, our cheer team, we give a Supernova Award.
Yes.
Basically goes to the most dedicated member, the one that made things happen.
Yes.
And that was in July. I did get that award.
Oh.
Congratulations.
That's a highlight.
Thank you.
Why were you suppressing that memory?
I can't believe I forgot it, to be honest.
That's a huge honor.
I still haven't got my trophy. That's why. But you
should look into that.
Yeah.
That's too long.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tremendous honor, and that's a highlight.
Yeah, that's a highlight.
I'm going to go with the same one.
Okay.
That's going to be my highlight also.
Did you get your trophy?
Yeah, mine came the next day.
Oh.
They sent mine out the next day. Amazon was there the next morning.
Look at this picture. And listeners, you can play along. Just go to bikehistory.org and look up the Schwinn Stingray, because that was a badass looking bike. Can you see that?
Yeah, that's a good looking bike.
It was made between 1963 and 1981. I can't believe it lasted that long.
Mm-hmm.
They should make it now. It's in Stranger Things.
Is that the bike
that's one of the kids have?
Yeah.
They changed up a little bit, but God, it was just a banana seat. And we were born in 1963, and it was $49.95.
Ugh.
Oh my God.
Try getting yourself a good bike for that now.
Responsive. Easy to pedal. Easy to ride. Easy to balance. It was easy to balance.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my friends, Rob, had on the back of his seat, you know how there's a bar, a silver bar that's just kind of an inverted U His went way up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
His went like 3 feet
that
up in the air.
That was a spoiler or a something bar.
Not the sissy bar.
That's what I was going to say.
No, the sissy bar was something else.
But it was like a backrest that went up really high.
Right. His went up way high, like the highest I've ever seen on any bike, and it was quite an attention getter.
I'm sure it would be. Yeah, I remember that because in a weird way, Harley-Davidson motorcycles have the same kind of look because you're sitting low and the handlebars right. are up a little. Right. And a lot of times they will have one of those. But what is a sissy bar then?
I think the sissy bar is the bar that's in the middle of boys' bikes, but not girls' bikes.
That's a very derogatory term.
It sure is. Boys' bikes or sissy bar? Sissy bar is.
No, the sissy bar is back sissy bar.
Oh, really?
The sissy wins.
Wait, so that thing that my friend Rob had on the back, that
was
is
the sissy bar, an Alta high back sissy bar, 42 inches. You put it on the back of a bike.
What is sissy about that? There is not a single sissy angle to that whatsoever.
I don't know. But there's a picture of
it. What is the bar called on boys' bikes that if you were to slide and go forward, you'll castrate yourself? Is that what is that called?
The castration.
Castration bar?
Bar. No, but I always had a boy bike because I think when I was little, I think my Stingray might have been a girl's version.
Yeah.
And my 3-speed, but anything after that, I just liked the look of a boy's bike better.
Yeah.
I didn't want, you know, cuz they were made that way for girls because a lot of times girls wore skirts and rode their bike and then they could get I wore pants just like the rest of the guys.
Sure.
And so I wanted a boy's bike, and let me just tell you, it may have castrated you. Didn't feel really good when your gears switched and you hit and you were a girl as well.
I'm positive it didn't. I don't think any bike should have that on there. That's a dangerous element to a bike.
You don't realize you have a bone down there. you do.
It depended on what was happening that day.
Because there's a pubic bone for girls
that could
the gears shift all of a sudden, or the chain falls off and you're standing up.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
I think the wrong part of the bike is called a sissy bar, in my opinion. I don't know why it's called that if it's back. What is sissy about that, about having it back there?
I don't know.
It's misnamed.
But that's what it is, a sissy bar style saddle seat.
Mm. You didn't have a basket on your bike, did you? I can't see you with a basket
on
your bike.
When I was little.
Did you really?
I was a girl. My mom thought I did girly things. And then when I was probably 4 or 5, she realized I wasn't very... Yeah.
Take the basket away.
Yeah.
Throw the basket out.
And it was kind of heartbreaking.
What are you supposed to put in that basket?
Your baby doll.
Yeah.
Or something. We didn't have bottled water then.
An apple?
Bottle of vodka, maybe. No, you could just put stuff in there. I don't know. Like your...
Like what?
Like your little wallet or something if you were going to the candy store.
Your purse. Little girl's purse with ID in it.
It was a white basket with flowers on it, and it just really wasn't me.
The ones I always, I always envision it with, it looks like a little miniature picnic basket. Wow. And then there'd be some fake flowers on there.
My poor mom tried so hard to get me little girl things and stuff, and I just...
Didn't work.
I just wasn't into
it. Yeah.
I don't like the color pink. I like hot pink.
Yeah.
But like pale pink, I think, is the worst color ever made.
Oh. Oh.
I don't really like pale blue either.
Yeah. You need a more vibrant color. Yeah.
But I don't know what that's called, boys' bike bar. The sissy bar was that thing in the back.
Let's go with pain bar.
Maybe. Why men's bicycles have a horizontal crossbar and women's don't?
Right.
It's a crossbar.
Is it? Yeah.
That's what they say, a slanted crossbar.
Seems too basic for the potential damage it could do.
Was it the sissy bar so you wouldn't fall back and fall off? So if you were a sissy, you had to have
I don't think so, because was that ever a problem? Did anyone ever fall off the back of their bike?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah? I didn't know that. I don't think I ever had a bike accident. Like, in all the years I rode them, I don't remember ever falling off a bike or having a wipeout or anything like that.
Oh, I did.
You did? Yeah.
Yeah.
And did your neighborhood have an area that was kind of not developed yet, like maybe it was by a creek or a forest preserve where there'd be a whole bunch of hills where you could ride your bike up and down the hill.
Yeah.
And there were actually grooves in the dirt from so many kids riding it.
That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where that was. It was either in Brookfield or Riverside. I grew up in the Hollywood section of Brookfield, and I kind of had most of my friends lived in Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Riverside that they had like the Seven Hills or something.
Yeah.
It was really cool. By the way, a sissy bar is also called a sister bar or passenger backrest, hence the name sissy bar, so your sister could sit on the back.
Oh.
Not like you're a sissy.
I don't have a sister, so.
That's why you didn't have one.
I think they should be named after my friend Rob, because anytime
the
I see
one. The Rob bar?
The Rob bar. Yes. Yes, I do. In tribute to my friend Rob, whose sissy bar was incredibly, you could, honestly, you knew he was coming when he was way down the block because you just saw that giant metal bar. And he never fell off, ever once.
I have pictures of very tall sissy bars that you can look at. And
is there a website called verytallsissybar.com?
No, but the reason is so you could sit back. They have it on the back of Harleys, too.
The picture you're showing me is exactly the one he had.
Like, if you stood up, it would be about as tall as you.
Yeah, that's exactly the one he had.
But the reason they were there is so the passenger could lean back and relax and have your arm free instead of like holding, you know, around the waist of someone. That's why motorcycles have those too.
Most of the kids in my neighborhood, if you were riding somebody, they sat on the front handlebars, which is really so safe.
And not comfortable.
No, it's right. Right.
It just isn't. And women have, I mean, women, girls have, our hips, I guess our hips didn't kick in then.
Not yet. Hopefully not yet.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break, and then Jerry Nunn of Nunn on the Run fame will be up to tell us what events are coming to the city of Chicago and its outlying areas in November. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Nunn. On the run.
I just brought Jasmine her birthday cake.
Looked like a wedding cake.
I got a hernia.
It was, it's huge.
So big.
Happy birthday.
So big.
Thank you.
Again, Ernie Skatton's daughter made it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Yep.
Happy birthday.
The challenge
tomorrow.
For Jasmine is to eat that entire cake. We have 27 minutes left in the bonus hour. Can she eat it all?
This is the big 3-0, right?
The big 3-0.
Oh, this is
big. This is a big one.
Yep.
I didn't know if that was for air.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
not,
fine.
Not for air.
When you're old, as old as we are, like the big 3-0 is exciting. You're not afraid to admit you're 30.
Right.
Jerry Nunn's here. When did you hit the big 3-0?
Jerry, are you 30 yet? You might not even be 30 yet.
It's been a few moons. 30, but you know, I'm heading to 50 in January.
Are you really?
I'm going to do a big fundraiser for my 50th.
Dude, you look, I swear to God, I thought you were in your 30s.
Well, thanks.
Yep.
I'm not even kidding.
I'll take it.
It's living the clean life, Jer. That's what it is.
It is.
Yeah.
No more drinking, no more carousing.
Yep. So those days are over.
I'm picking up the slack.
There's
carousing. I haven't heard that word in a while.
You've seen on Jerry's Facebook page, he likes to post pictures of himself with the A-stars of the world.
How about it?
And can we mention a couple of them that have happened in the last month?
Yeah.
Brie Larson. I saw you with Brie Larson.
Yeah.
How did that happen? That was great.
Well, I went up to her and I'm like, you're one of the best actresses around today.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, like she was really, she seemed touched.
Yeah.
She could have been acting.
She was a nice lady?
Yeah, she was. She was.
Don't say so lady. That just makes her sound
old. She was a nice dame?
Yes.
That's better.
Yeah, so she was really great.
Yeah. Who else? Give us some other big names from this
Rocket
month.
Man. I got to meet Rocket Man.
Taron
Edgerton. Edgerton?
Yeah. And so he came up and hugged me. He was a hugger, and I did not go in for the hug, so he came at me.
He initiated the hug.
He started it.
That's awesome.
So that was fun.
All right, so there's two big names. Give us one more.
Chris Hemsworth was
there. Oh, did you meet Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, Mr. Tall.
Crims Hemsworth.
You want to say Crimson?
Yes,
Crimson Hemsworth?
Yeah. So he's tall.
Where
like, hey,
did
Mr.
you run
Tall.
Into him?
This was all at this Ace Comic Convention.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's impressive.
Oh, he had a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of fun.
He's didn't Thor.
He's wait, Thor. Didn't he marry Maria Shriver's daughter? Is that the right Hemsworth?
No, that's Chris.
Liam Hemsworth, right?
No.
There's so many Hemsworths.
It's not a Hemsworth.
Oh.
It's Chris from the Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, and from Chris Pine.
Chris, no,
Pratt.
Not Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
I get the
okay.
P's.
So many Chris's.
Yeah. There's a lot of Chris's out there.
Well, we need to focus on Thanksgiving because that's coming up.
Yeah.
So I brought in some Thanksgiving food from the Gas and the Grocer. And did you guys,
I just tell you, this is the most novel and delicious idea I've ever heard of.
Mm.
That little Thanksgiving ball or whatever it's
Thanksgiving
called.
Bite. Mm-hmm.
It is.
What do you
really
got in
cute.
There? What's playing?
It looks
in there?
Like a giant crunchy meatball. So you're yeah. wondering, oh, I don't know what it is, but I like.
I thought
balls.
It was, when I originally saw it, I thought it was one of those arancini balls.
That's
you know,
what
the
I thought,
balls?
Too. Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I thought it was at first.
Because it's a breaded ball, and it's, I'm sorry, you got to grab one when they're sitting there. And I couldn't believe, just would you guys grow up? I mean, really, it's
Happy
portable.
Happy birthday, Jasmine. Are yes. you enjoying your birthday party?
I really am.
All right.
But we're having a ball.
So you bite into it, and it's...
Thanksgiving in your mouth.
Yep.
It is.
It's got turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, peas, and pepper jack cheese.
Yeah.
So it's in stores this fall. It's just coming to Gunnison Grocer.
You can walk while you're having Thanksgiving dinner and enjoy the Thanksgiving bite.
How yeah. about that?
It's pretty delicious.
And they gave us cranberry sauce to dip it in. Which
even
is
more Thanksgiving-y.
Brilliant.
Very tangy and good.
Yeah.
And so some squash risotto cakes, a turkey sandwich. I mean, they're amazing. And then, of course, they're great cupcakes.
You can cater this, right?
All their food yeah. is so good.
It really is. Everything I've had there.
Yeah, you can order in store. Call 773-292-7100.
So it smells like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, that's
why
I wanted
to bring. It's the aroma of relatives being awkward around each other.
Well, we know it's your favorite holiday, Bill.
Yes.
Of all time.
Far and away.
He hates it.
He hates it.
Oh, you hate it. Oh.
I don't hate it.
You don't like turkey. You don't like
people. We go through this every year.
Yeah.
And right. you just said awkward family thing. I got to tell you, this is the best holiday we have ever in our family.
Us too. Yeah. We love it.
Wow.
Because Jim's family and my family come together. It's all about the food, not presents. We play animal bingo. My sister wraps up little prizes, which everybody enjoys. And it's not ever really awkward.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite holiday. And plus, you don't like turkey. So
when it's animal bingo, do you have to spot an animal somewhere?
No, it's bingo cards that my sister's friend Linda made. And
is the turkey the center square?
No, it's just
what
they
kind
all
of
work at the zoo. Like there are toucans and
but how do you get that point? What do you have to do to get the point?
It's a
like
bingo
toucan.
Card and
oh.
then
you have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought, you know how like you'll play car bingo when you're in the car and it means you have to find a Ford and you have to find a Plymouth and
do you think
find...
I have a toucan in my
that's
yard?
I wondered how long the game could go on.
You do like animals.
Oh my
just,
god.
It'll take till next Thanksgiving.
All I need is an ocelot and I can't find
an
one
ocelot's
anywhere.
On there.
Is it on there?
So you just, you know, someone will be the caller and they pull it and say, you know, a black-tailed ocelot.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh,
bingo.
Okay,
I have animal
it.
Bingo.
Well, you got to get four or five in a row or corners only, but it's just fun.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, back to turkey.
back to turkey.
He was just waiting for us to stop talking.
So, you know, November is a big month.
Yes.
Obviously, it's moving right into the holidays. So a lot of things were bleeding into the holiday season.
Because it comes so late in November this year.
Right.
Know, right, yeah.
So immediately we have Macy's is lighting their tree November 2nd. This is the 112th tree lighting ceremony they've had.
Is it getting earlier? Because I don't recall it being November
2nd. I think there's 6 days less between Thanksgiving
six less
and
shopping
days.
Oh, right. Because it's so late.
Because Thanksgiving's so late. So
yeah.
I don't know why.
So there we go.
Yes. Yeah.
Even the animal bingo season, Kim, is 6 days shorter this year than it is in the past.
Go ahead and make fun of me. We have fun and enjoy each other's company.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Go right ahead and make fun.
So Macy's on State Street is going to be doing the tree lighting November 2nd. This is at noon. America's Got Talent, Brian King Joseph, is going to be doing his little violin thing. He's amazing. I don't know if you
I don't know who that is. Brian King Joseph?
Yeah, he's a
Was he a big winner on the show?
He's not a winner. He just
you a know, contestant.
Played. Yeah. He's very good, though. Fun. And then a local Make-A-Wish child is going to be highlighted. They're going to have a 45-foot tall tree, 2,000 ornaments, and 6,600 lights.
Wow. Impressive. Good.
So, yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I would still want more. I want more lights all
enough.
The time.
Bring
6,000 is not enough for you.
Nope.
Okay. And then the holiday windows are going to be there for 2 months, and it's telling the animated story of Sonny the Snow Pal.
Never heard
I
of
love
Sonny.
That story.
Who is Sonny the Snow Pal?
Never heard of him.
Gather round, kids. I don't know.
It used to be a guy named Grandpa Mistletoe, didn't it?
Maybe.
When it was Macy's. It's no longer Macy's.
Right.
So now, I'm sorry. When it was Marshall Fields, it is now Macy's.
Right. Now it's in a back alley. Grandpa Mistletoe.
Right.
Sonny the Snow Pal.
Yeah.
It's an astronaut balloon.
Oh,
it's pretty cute.
Okay.
Oh. All right, well, that's what Sunny the Snow Pal is.
There we go.
Yeah.
The space-age snow girl who helps her friends make sure Santa's sleigh travels safely on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I love that.
It sounds very hip and modern.
Yeah.
All right.
A modern take. So then also there's the tree lighting ceremony that's the 106th one for in Millennium Park. And that's going to be November 22nd, so that's towards the end of the month at 6 p.m. And they're going to do that. Well, they're going to do it at Wrigley Square, Michigan.
Do you get a discount if you go to both tree lightings, Chair?
Well, you should.
You should definitely get a couple bucks off.
Right, but free admission to these, and they're going to have all the art out there, fireworks immediately following.
Oh.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah, that does.
Yeah, because we're still kind of getting over summer, right?
Right.
It'd be nice to have some fireworks. So people can look into that from millenniumpark.org.
I didn't realize they do fireworks like in the fall and winter times. That's I
think
do
New
like
Year's
that.
Eve is, oh, yeah, that's yeah. A big it's usually one. Popular, but
yep.
Didn't realize it came with Christmas.
Yeah. So, and then we got the Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, that's a big one.
We watch it.
Do we know
year.
Who's hosting, Jared? Does it say who's hosting?
It says Funfield Morning. It's going to be, it doesn't say.
It there doesn't say.
Be, there are going to be some Grammy Award winning artist Jonathan Butler is going to be performing, and our friend Denise McGowan is going to be, so she wrote this kid's book.
Right.
Did you hear about this one?
No, I didn't.
The Eleanor's Very Merry Christmas Wish, and now she's doing a musical out of
she's
it.
She's turning it into a musical.
She's got all of her talented friends to join her, so they're going to be doing that during this the Ooh. Whole ceremony thing. So that's going to be great. We're going to have some Latin mariachi bands coming. I mean, it's going to be like a really fun
something
day.
Something for everyone, Jer, would you say?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff there. Then we have...
Do concerts kind of take the month off?
I thought so, but I actually found a bunch of them at Chicago Theater. So Chicago Theater has still some good ones coming up that I noticed.
There's a really good one coming.
We've got Jerry Seinfeld, November 1st and 2nd.
Where do we know him from, Jerry?
Hosier is going to be there November 3rd
I love
and 4th.
Him.
Those are already sold out.
Yeah.
Penn and Teller, our friends.
Oh,
that would be good to see.
Brian Setzer, an old friend.
Yeah,
yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's going to do a Christmas rock show November 16th.
That would be, when is that?
November 16th.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so I haven't seen him in a while.
The full orchestra or just him on his own?
It's going to be the big band.
The big orchestra, yeah. The Brian Setzer orchestra.
I would go to that.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a great, get you in the mood. And that's only in the middle of November,
oh.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling live, A Night to Remember, November 17th.
What goes on there? What do they do?
I'm sure it's like clips and like...
They tell stories about Q&A, Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah,
maybe
I know
some
that
dirt.
I want Julie in. Andrews is coming in December. I wanted to know if you wanted to
no,
go with
I'm
me.
Good.
Oh,
thank you.
Julie
I'm
Andrews
busy.
Is when?
I think
when
it's like this? The Tuesday, December 10th.
Don't even think. I'm
going.
You have
I think
to.
I'm going.
No, this is your chance.
Come on, let's
a
go,
chance
Wendy.
For what?
To be friends with Julie Andrews. You can't. This showbiz feud has to end.
No.
I just saw her on. Did you see her on with Stephen Colbert the other
day?
Great. She was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, Wendy, you got to rethink this.
She's no, but I know. First of all, to get Julie Andrews in the studio would be amazing.
Yes.
I know you're going to work extra hard and bring in all your resources just to make me feel uncomfortable.
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
I'm not
I want
going
you to know
to.
That. Julie Andrews is our friend.
I did not see Sound of Music, and I didn't like Victor Victoria. Those are the only things that I've said about Julie Andrews, and now it's turned into I hate her.
Mary
I
Poppins?
Don't.
You never saw Mary
no.
Poppins?
No.
Did you see, speaking of, well, we're sad.
Princess Diaries? Princess Diaries. What about
no.
that?
No.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
That.
Tough
Nothing.
Crowd.
I'm not me. I'm the biggest Julie fan ever.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's not
Jerry,
until December,
yeah,
though,
is,
so I'm not
sorry.
Talking about that.
You are a friend to the stars. Is there some way we can get Julie to come in just for
okay, so
for
her rep finally wrote me back this morning,
What did
actually.
They say?
Because they have an AOL account, so I was like,
oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. I didn't know if they were getting my messages, if I needed to send smoke signals.
Right.
But they finally
contact
wrote me
her
back.
On Friendster, see if that'll work.
Maybe. And so I think they're going to send me your book, and then we'll see.
Oh.
So I'll see if I can drag her
see
in.
See what you can do.
I mean, it's a story about a nun, so.
Don't waste
oh,
your
please.
Energy bringing her in here. Interview her yourself, or you'll do a better job.
I just want you to meet her and realize what everybody else realizes, which is she's just
magical.
A national treasure.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't say she wasn't.
Oh.
You said that.
Oh. She's so great. Jerry, yeah. I never ask a favor with the stars. I know you're
okay.
friends with the stars, but this time for Wendy's sake, so
I'll
they can just end the show business feud once and for all.
There is no show business feud. You've created it.
The beef.
Stuffing ball.
Squash the beef here. Okay, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. This is in December, so we have some time.
Yeah.
So
all right.
I'm on vacation in December, pretty much. So,
yeah.
Are you going to structure your vacation around when she's in town so that you don't run into her here?
Maybe. You never know.
Raindrops on roses, Wendy. Whiskers on kittens. Come on. It's very upsetting. All right, Jer, who else that Wendy
some
hates?
More people. Elvis Costello. Do you like him?
Just the opposite.
Totally love him. Where's he going to be?
November 22nd, Chicago Theater.
Damn, I got to go this time. He's been through a lot lately.
Has he?
Yeah.
Through a lot, meaning he's been to town a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been touring.
I thought
the hardships of Elvis Costello.
He's been through town a lot, I guess I should have specified. Because he has. He was just here, I feel like, last year.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He's, at the Chicago Theater.
Often.
Yeah, I love him.
He does come through. I've never...
I may look into that.
Jason Mraz, November 23rd and 24th.
He's great.
I like him.
Yeah, he's got two nights.
He's really good.
Usually when they have two nights, they're, you know.
Deserves it.
Doing well. And then November 29th and the 30th, it's going to be Twas the Night Before, and it's by Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, that's...
So they're doing a Christmas show.
Right. That looks really interesting. Did you see clips for this? There's commercials for it on TV all the time.
And that's at the Chicago Theater, too?
That's all at the Chicago Theater. So they have a lot of stuff. I mean, they're still getting over Madonna.
Boy, that's a busy month for them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that Madonna thing.
Jer, explain this to me.
Yeah, did you go to see Madonna?
So I was in Ireland, and they gave me a ticket last week when I was in Ireland. They go, okay, so you can go tomorrow night. And I'm like, I told you guys I could not come this week and come next week. And I think they wanted the press to come last week and talk about it.
Because, is this true that the shows would start really late and end really late? They would end
1:30.
At like 2 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning.
That's true.
What's the point of that? Why would Madonna do that to her fans?
Because it's Madonna's world and we're all living in it.
Is that true?
I mean, I don't, it's all about, I heard she rants the whole, like a long time about
politics.
A lot
of political rants,
And it's all a lot of the new music, which people are not really into.
Yeah. Is she still in town?
No.
Okay, good. Then I can say
this. Oh, wait,
she's
still
in town? I say this.
Yeah, I thought she was done, but she's still going on, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I don't blame her, really, because you know what? People talked about it, that this is going to be a 10:30 show and go till 1:30 or 2 in the morning. It's just more press, more pub, more unusual.
And people freak out about the phones, but I don't really understand why. I mean, comedians have been cutting phones out for a while.
Well, where you have to leave it somewhere?
No, they have a zip bag and then they unzip them when they come out. So there's not a wait line to get them checked. It's a bag that you have to have your phone, you know, turned off.
You're right.
In the bag. And
right.
Then they seal it. And then
and they keep the bag with your phone in it?
No, you keep it.
Oh, okay.
It's on you.
Well, how do they know if
you just can't access it?
You can't open it because it's locked. It's got a lock thing.
But it could still ring while it was in the bag.
That's why they tell you, turn it off.
Turn it off.
Because they'll kick you out. I took Michael to see Bob Dylan when he was in town, and they said everywhere, no video, no pictures, no anything. And Goofy Michael saw some other person taking a picture of Bob Dylan, so he's like, I'm just going to do it. And some lady came up and tapped him right on the shoulder and said, give me your phone. And Michael goes, I can't give you my phone. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. And she's like, well, you're going to have to leave. And he goes, and he looked at me. I said, he will not do it again. I'm sorry. We didn't know. Mm. And she gave him a second chance, but he could have been kicked out. They don't mess around with that.
No. So that's just what her decision was to do it. And
what was the biggest crowd pleaser of the Madonna set line? What was there one particular song that everybody just went, oh, yay, San Pedro?
I think she only did like 5 or 6 songs from what I heard.
What?
From the ones that people would know, and it was all
new
stuff.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard. I mean, yeah, so.
Jerry, if I don't get Papa Don't Preach, I'm walking.
You're out.
I need that.
Like a virgin.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I like Borderline. Breaks. That is like one of my favorite.
Yeah.
You should do Borderline?
But they're not. These are not even like the pop versions. These are like acoustic stuff that she's
really?
Doing. Yeah.
So has it been getting good reviews?
On the street, sometimes no. And then some people really enjoy the experience.
I read twice. I read the word self-indulgent.
Yeah. But it's a mixed review. I think that's why they wanted different press people to go.
Wait, when you say acoustic, you mean like they're just playing?
It's her and a guitar.
Oh.
That's it.
She's playing the guitar?
She's been playing the guitar for a while.
Yeah.
How much were these tickets?
They're not cheap. Yeah, you had to be like in a lottery.
But if you loved Madonna, I think you'd still probably get into this show.
Yeah.
And because it's different than
it's like
what
Madonna
you're used
unplugged.
To.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of us have already seen her, you know, play the big stadiums and do all the different remixes and all of that. So I think some of the fans really did like that. And then some that were new, probably maybe their first time to go to Madonna.
What
this
like,
was
this?
Not a good show to go
to.
Yeah,
it's not a good first one.
Yeah.
You cannot be a virgin to Madonna and go to that one.
Who was her opening act?
I think it was just her.
Just her by herself?
Because she starts so late.
Rocco, her son.
Rocco came out? What did he do?
Is he a big guitar player?
No. Oh, doesn't matter.
Lourdes?
Lourdes, her daughter.
Oh,
she modeled.
Yeah.
Rocco played guitar.
Yeah.
And there was nothing
it's
for
like
Guy
the Partridge
Ritchie.
Family.
Is she still married to Sean Penn?
No, there was Guy Ritchie in between.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped my subscription to People Magazine, Jerry. I don't know who's married to who anymore.
Well, that was a mistake.
Tell me about it.
So lots of other events. I mean, we have the Kris Kringle Market is coming November 15th.
That's fun.
Have you been there, Wendy?
I went to the one in Oak Brook.
All right, that one's good. But go to the one downtown.
It's crazy town.
You feel
it's
like really you're fun. In Europe.
It's really super.
It's a lot of
I will. We're busy.
I'll
great
do that
food,
this year.
Great things to buy.
And I think, are they still having the one at Wrigley Field, too? Because they had a second one last year.
That's the Chris Bryant Market.
Very clever.
Thanks, Jerry.
So that's a daily
plus. Surprised that you'll say something funny.
where did that come from?
Wow.
It was written down.
A zinger. So that's through December 24th. It's Daily Plaza.
Oh, I enjoy that immensely.
I do, too.
That's so much fun. But those people, a lot of them come from Europe to do this, and they just, they're away from their homeland for Christmas. That's the part that gets me sad.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's their choice, Bill.
I guess it is.
It's 55 vendors from around the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Well, that's the breaks. You know, you want to make the money.
Yeah.
You got to make a sacrifice.
It's really good.
Christmas Carol's coming back to the Goodman. Mm. You know, I mean, that's part of
that's
people's tradition.
That's the best production.
That is a tradition for people.
Who's playing Scrooge now, does it say?
It's the same guy.
No, because the guy, what was his name? Bill something. He did it for like 25 or 30 years, and then he retired a few years ago. So I know it's a different guy, but I don't know who it is.
You've been following the Scrooge for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really sure which
Birds
one.
Birds of a Feather.
Billy Deck? Is it Billy Deck playing Scrooge?
Yeah, I would pay a lot of money
to
see that.
He would want to. I can imagine.
I bet he'd be great at it.
Yeah. He brings the celebrities around.
Kwame Raoul would play Scrooge. That would be good.
So this is going to be at the Goodman Theater. That is November 16th and going through December 29th.
Ah.
So that's a long, nice little run for that one.
Yeah.
Larry Yando is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, Larry Yando is?
Yeah.
Does it say the guy, it was Bill something that played him for like 30
Bill
years.
Bill Hader?
No, it wasn't Bill Hader, Wendy. No.
They don't have a past.
No? All right.
I'll look for it for you. I'll call you over the weekend.
All right, please do.
There's been a lot of Scrooges around.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's a sign of the times, Jer. It really is.
The breaks.
Yep.
Yeah. One of my favorite events, the Lux Home Chill at the Mart, is really one of my favorite
What is that?
Events. It is, so it's a fundraiser that they do, and they have the whole first floor of the Mart, which has its own zip code. So we're talking a lot of room. And that is presented by Wine Spectator Magazine. So they're going to have all the wine samples and then all of the food samples. And it's a lot of food.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Bill Norris is the guy. He played Scrooge. Does it say for how many years?
No.
For years and years. He was the best.
Oh,
William Norris, yeah.
Chuck Norris's
no relationship.
Okay. I'm trying to do your stick.
That was great. I'm very proud of that. That was spectacular.
I'm learning. It's taken me like 3 years.
You did great. So can anyone go to this thing at the Mart, or is it a...
They'll have to get tickets.
Buy a ticket.
Yeah, because it is a fundraiser. It's the 13th annual chill event, so it's been going on, and I've probably been to five of them, possibly.
Good stuff.
Yeah, November 14th, 6 to 8:30. I mean, the lines get a little crazy, so I get there early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
I'm going with Bill Norris, Wendy.
And like home design and stuff like that and design things or no?
It's in the showrooms, but it's a food and wine event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I want to shop there as well because they have pretty cool things.
So beautiful.
Well, that one of a kind art festival is really great there. And
that's
stuff
great.
Like that, so
I love that.
There's a lot of fun.
Maybe Kim, you, me, and Julie Andrews can go to that.
That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It might actually be the weekend she's here.
Can't wait.
Oh, I got one that'll be up your alley. The Simon and Garfunkel story.
That sounds
Did
cool.
you guys hear about this?
No.
Oh, okay. I got a good one.
What is it?
So Wednesday, November 20th, they're going to kick it off at Broadway and Chicago's Broadway Playhouse. And it's an immersive concert-style theater show.
Yeah.
And it's going to show the journey of, you know, the duo.
Paul and Artie,
yes. And it's going to feature photos, original film footage, and a live band performing all their hits.
Oh, that'd be excellent.
So it's kind of like an experience.
Did they start as Tom and Jerry?
They were Tom and Jerry. Very good. Yes, that's so true. Does it mention at all that they are not fond of each other?
It doesn't say
that. It doesn't say that?
I mean, maybe. No. I didn't know they weren't fun. They weren't.
Not really keen on each other.
It ended ugly, right?
It ended ugly a couple of times. Okay. And one of the times, they played at White Sox Park, and I went to see them, and I was right up front, and you could see them just glaring at each other several times.
Ooh,
like,
really?
This is the part where I do this. Don't do that. There was a lot of that when you were up close.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of glaring.
I mean, so sad that
they sound so great together.
Yeah. That'll be us someday.
Sooner or more
like tomorrow.
Later, don't do that. Yeah. Do not.
If
do
Julie
that.
Andrews comes in this room, that's what's going to happen.
All hell will break loose.
Oh no,
Jer, we must say goodbye to you. But it sounds like a lot of big stuff coming to Chicago in the next month.
Yeah, and then it's going to continue with my next segment. We'll really kick more Christmas
for Christmas
and stuff.
Excellent.
Like that.
Great
Where
to
do
see
we
you.
Follow? Follow you. NunOnTheRun.com.
Yes, NUNN on the run.
Thank you for being here, yeah. Kim. Thanks for hanging out. We'll come back and then close up everything. It's Bill and it's Wendy and WGN.
If I may just say that we were talking about what's hot and what's cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Man. I miss Bertrand.
Well, Steve's in Portugal as we speak, but he's coming back. I believe he's back Monday.
Oh,
that's
I think
the
so.
Plan. Yeah, we'll see. Steve will be back on Monday.
I actually miss him.
He's very missable. I miss him when I don't see him overnight. Sometimes at the end of the show, I'm like, I don't know if I can get through a day without seeing Steve, but I do my best.
A day without Bertrand.
That's it. That's it.
It's
Thanks,
quite
everybody.
A day.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Again, to you, Wendy, and to your husband, Jim, a very happy anniversary, 22 years. That's amazing. To Jasmine, a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's 30, but we won't say that on the air. Certainly, we'll edit that part out. Jasmine was 8 years old during your wedding, and what a flower girl she was.
Fantastic.
And Jerry Nunn, thank you for everything.
Jerry, thank
Always
you.
A pleasure
Not
to
celebrating
see.
Any milestones, just a regular guy. That's it.
All
That's
right,
what
well,
separates
have a good
him
weekend.
From the rest of us.
Have a good weekend. Two
okay.
seconds.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
Bye.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
A Nexstar Media Group station.